Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, I need someone to help me out with this because I don't know anything about this world, but I keep seeing the numbers 444 just popping up everywhere, and it's freaking me out. Does it have any meaning, or am I just like, it's just a coincidence? 314-531-9898, and I blame you, Hannah, just so you know.
Why?
And I'll tell you why it's really freaking me out is because it is Hannah's fault. It was during a Hollywood hashtag during Liam Payne's death that you said his girlfriend and him would always use 444 as like their thing. And ever since that moment of Liam Payne's death, which is now like 2-3 months ago, yeah. I've been seeing 444 pop up like crazy. It's constant. And I'll tell you when it first happened, and it freaks me out, is when we lost Jen Myers. And so we lost Jen, and I got a phone call. I remember looking at my phone. I'm like, oh my God, it's like 444. We just talked about Liam Payne's death on the show. And Hannah was just saying that him and his girlfriend used to do the, like, this was like a sign. It was meaningful to them. And then, like, I got a phone call from, like, one of the big bosses. Like, oh, they, you know, what's the game plan for Jen's, you know, honoring Jen? What are you guys going to do on the show? And I was like, wow, that was weird. I was literally just looking at the 444 thinking that's weird. And then thinking about death with Jen. And then I got a phone call about Jen's death.
Wow.
And it freaked me out. And so then I just started noticing it everywhere I go. And now I'm freaking out like something bad is going to happen. Like someone important to me or close to me is going to die.
Okay. So
that's what I'm honestly thinking. I don't know why.
Honestly, I think it's valid for you to feel that.
When really? Else,
yeah. No. No.
Thank you, Kevin and AB.
When else have you noticed it?
All the time. It is literally all the time with clocks, signs. I'm like, oh my God, ever since this for the last 2-3 months. And so at first I was like,
look at all this bad luck you've been having.
Yeah, maybe that's what.
Okay, I looked it up.
Okay.
The number 444.
I haven't looked it up because I don't want to know, so I don't know if I'm ready for this moment.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Swear to God?
Yes. Okay. It says, it's a message from your angels that you are on the right track and that they are there to support you.
Oh, wow. See, that gives
me. That's probably one version. Yeah, there's probably another one that's like, your time is ticking.
So that's it. Thank God, because I don't feel like I'm on the right path. So maybe that's what I keep seeing, like all this bad.
And it talks a lot about progressing in your career.
Really?
Yes. Look at that.
Well, Ken, I feel like I'm going nowhere, people. So
so it does not mean death. Someone just texted in and said, 444 is the beginning of my phone number. You want to call me? And I just looked, and that is. Their phone number is 444.
Oh, nice. No, I
mean, maybe they have something to tell you.
Yeah. Like a psychic. Like, hi, you will die on this day. But that's what I've been associated. And I'll tell you why. I knew I wanted to talk about it on the air when I got to a point where I'm like living in panic mode. So my son, I don't know if I could even find it, maybe. My son made this cute video for my wife. And it literally is the cutest video. I'll play it for you guys, even live over the air.
Mom, I miss you.
So he said, Mom, Dad showed me some pictures of you, and I know that you're there, and I love you. And I walked out of the room, and I was putting her down. And my wife's like, oh my God, I saved that message. It's the cutest thing ever. And I said, Katie, I have a problem, because all I kept thinking in my head was, is this a sign that you're not going to be here, that I'm showing pictures?
That was a weird video to me.
Okay, yeah. It freaked me out. That's what so I'm like, I got to talk about this because I think this 444 thing means something bad's about to happen. And I'm like scared out of my mind. So I was just curious if anyone else has ever experienced anything like this. Is this a bad sign? Because it has now freaked me the F out. I'm scared out of my mind because of it.
Well, I was going to say,
feel like there's a lot of people out there who know stuff about like angel numbers and signs. And like, I don't know if this is like going along with the retrograde or I don't know what the hell, but it's scary. I'm a little scared for you, Brett.
Really? See, AB made me feel like maybe, because I have been going through a lot, that God is like, and there's like
it's
angels.
It's probably just God being like, I'm supporting you.
Yeah, like hanging in there. Because you even posted something yesterday that I felt like was meaningful. It was like, what did you post on your Insta story? AB was like saying like, although you might not know it, things are happening. And even though you might not see the battles being taking place, good things are happening. I was like,
yeah, while you're waiting, God is still working.
Yeah, because I feel like I've been waiting for a while. I've been in the waiting room. I think God like forgot about me. Yeah.
Well, God, maybe you can send a different sign because this one's a little confusing and scary.
Is it confusing? Does anyone know anything about these repeating numbers? Is it a good sign or a bad sign? Should I be worried? 314-531-9898. I'm freaking out and I need your help. We are commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. Ever since Hannah was talking about it during the Hollywood hashtag about Liam Payne's death, and his girlfriend at the time was saying that they used the numbers 444. It was like a sign for them. And even she used like the hashtag on her message to Liam Payne's death when she like talked about like her dealing with the grief. She put 444. And ever since, I've been noticing it everywhere. Oh, my God. It's been popping up. And so I wanted to know, am I screwed? Is this a sign that, like, death is going to be happening in my life? Is it a sign that I should be worried about? Because I don't really know anything about these, like, repeating numbers. Or is it just, like, a coincidence? Like, Brett, you're freaking out for no reason. 314-531-9898. Reagan, I don't know much about the 444 stuff. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, so my dad got spine surgery and was in the hospital for like 2 months. And 444 is like angel number for protection. And I have a necklace that I would wear. And when he was in the hospital, I gave it to him. And then like a week later, he was out of the hospital walking on his own. And
wow.
So I feel like you could be getting a sign from someone you love, that like an angel, that they're protecting you and you're on the right path.
Interesting.
See, that's an extreme positive response.
That
that's awesome.
You know what's so weird about this? Like, and it, sometimes it's, things are just coincidental. Okay. I have my own doubts on things. I'm weird like that. But it's interesting. Reagan called in about the 444 as being a symbol of protection. And literally, AB and I covered a lot in our carpool. We're carpool buddies. But I just told AB the turning point in my mom's life was her spine surgery. And now I feel like the angel of protection, Reagan calls in and talks about spine surgery and I have an angel of protection. So I'll take it on all of those coincidences all being lining up, because I will take that instead of like something bad happening to me. Martha, is this 444 something I should be worried about? And shouldn't I keep seeing it everywhere?
Absolutely not. My mother-in-law, 444 was her lucky number, and she passed away in 2004, and we had her memorial service on 444, and both my children went out and got 444 tattoos, and my son is a Sunset Hills police officer, and he has a tattoo in her memory that has a pocket watch on it, timed to 444. Whoa. It was always her lucky number. She carried Buckeyes everywhere she went. She was very spiritual, and it was just a lucky thing for her.
Should I honestly feel like as this year comes to a close, my wife and I were talking about like everything feels so chaotic. Like with our basement being flooded, we're living in like 700 square feet. We're just like confined to these three or four rooms as we have to fix all this stuff up. I talked about it last week on the show. Like my car got broken into, so I don't even have a vehicle. We're missing one of our vehicles. And so maybe because I feel like the stress couldn't be any higher and my back couldn't be farther against the wall, I'm getting some kind of signs like you're still on the right path, hang in there. And that's what these 444s are popping up, is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think I'm going to go get one as well, because the beginning of the year I was taking Mounjaro, not for weight loss, and I got severely sick, ended up in the hospital. Husband came to see me, got in a car accident. They said had he not gotten in the car accident, he had less than 24 hours to live, because his colon had erupted and he just thought it was a kidney stone.
Shut
we are both
up.
Back 100%. He was out of work for 5 months. We are both back to work. We are 100%. Our life is on the right track. We have a great support system.
And holy cow.
I definitely think that my mother-in-law is watching over me and my family.
Guys, when I come back from New Year's in 2025, I'm going to have a 444 tattooed on my face like Post Malone.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Wow.
Jelly roll that up.
Yeah.
Jelly roll that up.
Jelly roll that up. That's what we're going to be. Martha and I are going to be 444 jelly rolled up.
Yes.